Conservatives recognize Good Friday, Jesus' death led to the greatest good of all. Victory over sin and death. By Hannah Knudsen on April 18, 2025. Many conservatives recognize Good Friday, the day believers remember the sacrificial death of God's Son Jesus to reconcile humanity to Himself, reminding everyone that Sunday, Resurrection Day, is right around the corner. While evil trembles, the faithful remember, Sunday is coming. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, said on X, sharing a shadowed image depicting Jesus carrying his cross. For all who celebrate, may we reflect on God's great love on this Good Friday, she added. By his wounds we are healed, Isaiah 53:5, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said, quoting the messianic prophecy of Jesus' coming and sacrifice in Isaiah 53. Wishing blessed and peaceful Good Friday to all who celebrate, he added. Thank you Jesus for the blood applied. I don't think there has been a more powerful song written in many years. It is one of my absolute favorites. The Word of God tells us that without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22, Reverend Franklin Graham said, sharing a song. On this hashtag Good Friday, enjoy a clip of this song with a charity underscore Galen at McCabe Smith here. And see it in its entirety on Easter from the Ashes. Our new program airing on at Fox News and other channels on Sunday, he added. We call it Good Friday now but on that day nothing seemed good, retired NFL coach Tony Dungy said. It was dark at midday. Jesus had been crucified and was now dead on the cross. All his enemies were celebrating and it seemed Satan had won. But fortunately the story was not over because God was not finished. Dungy added. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, released a video message, encouraging Americans to spend the rest of the week in gratitude. Today is Good Friday. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing and unthinkable sacrifice. You died so that we would have life, and life in abundance, Charlie Kirk wrote before sharing a snippet of Mark 15. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, also recognized the significance of the day, writing in part, we call this day Good Friday because we remember that horrible Friday led to the greatest good of all. The resurrection of Jesus, his victory over sin and death, and the free gift of eternal life to all who believe. President Donald Trump attended an Easter prayer service and dinner this week and offered some remarks, telling the crowd, nearly 2,000 years ago, during this sacred week, the living Son of God entered Jerusalem in triumph. Soon after, the Savior of man who brought truth and light into the world was betrayed, arrested, tried, and crucified, nailed to the cross, Trump said. For our sake, he gave up his life. 3 days later Christ followers found the empty tomb, he continued. Jesus had defeated darkness and death and promised new life to all of humankind and that's what we celebrate on Easter when we joyfully proclaim on Sunday, he is risen.